This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 154 for Tuesday, November 21st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Tuesday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's bounce as traders react to activity in outside markets. Canola up 1 to nearly $6, January up 5.30 at $722 per ton. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all higher, helping underpin the Canadian oilseed. Chart-based positioning contributed to the gains, with yesterday's close above the 50-day moving average in the January contract constructive from a chart standpoint. The Canadian dollar, though, is also firmer on the day, and that did temper the upside to some extent. In the U.S., soybean and wheat futures were higher, while corn held closer to unchanged. U.S. markets will be closed Thursday for Thanksgiving and only operate reduced hours on Friday. Positioning ahead of the holiday was behind some of today's activity as participants start to move to the sidelines already. Soybeans moved higher with support from strength in soy oil countered by losses in meal. January beans up 10 cents at $13.77 per bushel. Forecasts calling for much-needed moisture in dry northern growing regions of Brazil did temper the upside, although southern parts of the country remain too wet. Soybean planting in Brazil is running behind normal at 68% complete. Corn futures held closer to unchanged, lacking any clear direction throughout the day. The March contract up a penny at the final bell at $4.89 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 93% complete as of this past Sunday. That's 2 points ahead of average for this time of year. However, some farmers in the eastern Corn Belt are still dealing with excess moisture and are waiting for their fields to dry down. Wheat was higher across the board, with that market thought to be due for a correction after yesterday's losses. Minneapolis spring wheat up 9 cents in December at $7.17 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in the December contract at $6.15 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 11 cents in December at $5.55 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 95% seeded in the latest weekly report. That's only 1 point off the average. Emergence at 87% was 2 points ahead of average. Quality ratings did improve slightly on the week, moving up 1 point in the good to excellent category at 48%. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 21st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.